Hello, everybody, and welcome to Throllers. I'm joined, as always, with Chris Reynolds. How you doing, Chris?
Phenomenal, Alan. Have I got a bad phone line here, or is there something going on with your voice?
Oh, nah, I had a mate's box party on Saturday, and I don't know. I guess I was acting like I was 25, not 35, and my voice is still yet to return from the night out. So, yeah, not sure what's going on. I messaged you yesterday saying that the voice was pretty cooked and I was pretty tired, so can we maybe push it a day? I definitely feel a lot better after early night last night, but yeah, the voice, it's not getting any better. This might just be how I am now.
This is it, permanent Alan. Get used to it, listeners.
It was a big weekend. How about yourself? How are you doing?
Yeah, chill. Obviously, back to reality this week, back to work. Daylight savings is coming to a full swing, and I just fired up the barbie for the first time tonight. So, feeling pretty good about myself.
How good, right? It's just nice. Yeah. Daylight savings is just nice. I remember Dana's mum came over from the States the end of last year, and she was just confused. She's like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know why people do this. And I'm like, it's the best thing ever. Like, and I explained to her how it works, and she's like, oh. I was like, yeah. Like, daylight savings is great.
It'd be tricky to work in a hospital, though, wouldn't it? Like, this October one's not too bad. But, like, you know, imagine trying to do the maths on how many hours ago did they have their medicine? Like, I've been thinking about it. Like, apparently. Especially when you jump forward an hour, you're like, all right, they had it at 1 a.m., but it's now 5 a.m. Sweet. It's been 4 hours. No, it's been three. What is it? It'd be tricky working in a hospital 2 days a year.
Fair enough. Sure. I was trying to figure out, honestly, whether how late I was out on Saturday. Cause I was like, oh wait, did daylight savings, did that mean I was out for longer or less? I gave up.
No, it's funny. Like, as fully fledged adults, as much as we sit here and we say we love it, we've actually got no fucking idea how it works. We cooked it in our household. Like, we went 24 hours early. I got up the next day and the microwave clock was still correct. The wall clock was still correct. And I was like tripping. I'm like, nah, it can't be daylight savings yet. Like, how is these shit still correct? So I Googled it. Yeah, we went a day early. Ali gets up. Mate. I'm like, bro, you had me a day ahead of us. It's not actually daylight savings. And she's like, shit, does that mean I'm late? I'm like, no, nothing's changed, you idiot.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, it's always a Saturday night, so you can hopefully remember that one.
Yeah.
And I think we went back a bit. So when it was midnight, it became, when it was 1 a.m., it was midnight again. That's why we get the.
Is that what happened?
The longer days. Yeah. Yeah. So when it used to be 6 p.m., is now 5 p.m. That's why the sun's out for longer.
Yeah. Nah, checks out.
And it's a bit darker in the morning. But eventually, the sun's going to be out for so long that it'll be light in the morning and light at night forever. So. Nah, anyway, no one cares about that.
I get confused, guys. Every time.
I know, but we're just traveling shit. Anyway, I hope everyone else's weekend was good. We got a notification that the last event on the Vic Tour registration for the Rudolph Riot will open up on Friday. I've been told it's a new course on the Deakin Uni campus. Which would be really cool. So it'll be in Geelong and it's on December 7th and 8th, 18 holes a day with tee times, I'm guessing, or maybe depending on numbers. But they're doing a little giveaway. So I saw some stuff with Parked Media, how you can win a disc through them, but you can apparently also win a disc through us as well. So there's going to be a coupon code when you guys go to register. And if you put in Throllers, then you'll go into the draw to win a Rudolph Riot disc. So,
Oh, yeah.
Can't
Sick.
Go wrong. Yeah.
Just yep, the chuck it in, go into the draw. Ring a ding ding.
That'll be fun.
Really yeah, for
keen
sure.
to see how that goes out. The Rudolph Ride's normally a good event, and new course. New course always fun, so cool to see how that shakes out. The Big Wet is out. I've been watching a little bit of
Park
that
Media, Jesus, they've gone full time.
They're on it.
They are on it.
It's cool to see Xavier on some footage already, so that was nice. Just watching Chris Scott tear some shit up. So go check out Park Media. Both rounds are out now, so go go see people dominate.
Nice.
And did you see the news about Sepulpayul?
So I did. It come across my desk. flying down, obviously retired disc golfer, but not so more. Mate, applied to join the team and got in.
Yeah, why not? I guess sometimes you put your hand up and they select you.
Bang.
So that's pretty cool. Sepulpayul, a bit of a legend in the game. And, yeah, he'll be down in Australia. So pretty interesting to see. I wonder if he's going to try to play any of the other stuff or if he's just going to do the teams event and call it a day. We'll have to keep a mindful eye on the eruption and nationals player sheets.
Yeah, and I'm sure. I'm sure he listens. So, Seppo, sign up, mate. Sign up.
Eruption's real close.
Yeah, get around it. 1st of November. We're already halfway through October. This is what it's at. 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, something like that. It's going to be crazy. So, I got to get my shit together. But
yeah, we got to start thinking about how we're getting there, what time we're leaving, what's the goals.
The whole shebang. I'm pretty sure I hope I put all my leave in already.
I'm meeting with the boss tomorrow.
Nice. And then most importantly, the biggest thing that happened, and I can't believe I forgot about it. You had to remind me. Is we had a ratings update. Everyone knows we only play disc golf for the ratings, and we got a new update. So, have you got the top Australians in front of you?
You know I nearly do. All right, Australia, well, search.
We'll go through ourselves then first. How did you fare?
Oh, I went up. I mean, I'd like to think that I was at the bottom of the barrel, I went plus one. What about yourself? Excellent.
I went up as well. I've gone up to 926, which is still well below your bottom of the barrel, but it just happens to be my highest ever rating. So back-to-back highest ever rating. So look at me go. Kingston City Classic. Here we come.
Awesome.
Inching ever closer to a real MA1 disc golfer. One day.
Yeah.
One day. But yeah, 926. I'm pretty excited.
I've got the top leaderboard up, and I'm just throwing some additional filters in just to see if I can. Blake Houston was just appearing three times. So I've cleaned it up so he now only appears once. Beautiful. Players at the top, no movement. Dylan Feldman, 1,007. David Perry, 1,005. However, David Perry is signed up for Kingston City, I believe. Is he not?
Yes, he is.
So there'll be some movement on this leaderboard next update. We then have Bainey into the number three slot. So I think that's a resurgence into the number three slot because we've had the WA boys jousting out for the number three slot. Yes, he's gone up to Luke Bain to 993 and now sits on the podium. Having a quick scroll for any other names that are potentially new to the list. Still seeing Garfield on there, Ryan Deer. Ryan Hart makes it to the bottom of the leaderboard, one below Ryan Deer. I believe Ryan Deer has, climbed up one as well into 961. What about you? Anything jumping out for you?
I don't have the top people ahead of me. I'm just having a look through some of the Kingston City Classic names and picking out some ones I think are noteworthy or at least look like they are. And I think we might have talked about this last time, but Ville, our boy Ville, with another big dip. So 11 points down to 950. which I swear was like a 970 like a minute ago. So hopefully he can sort himself out in Kingston City Classic this weekend. A little bit of movement around with the other top boys, but nothing too crazy. Couple points up I saw for Timmy on a tear where. I guess he's just been really dominating the social days. So not too much PJ stuff, but look for that to climb. He's at 920, which is all-time high for him, which
is for sure.
Pretty exciting. How about yourself? Is there any stuff you've seen that have jumped out of you?
I noticed our mate Tim Bowen has finally had a little dip and has gone down three.
Yeah, wild. I feel like last pod we might have spoken about that be the first time he's dipped in 4 years.
Yeah.
So another little dip. I don't even think he played. I reckon he's had a hiatus from when I was listening to the tee off, and I don't remember seeing him anything. So,
maybe
he's right.
Or yeah, maybe that's then. I'm not as of 10th of September. So scrap what I just said. He did not go down again. Who did on you listening to the tee off?
I know, right? I'm dedicated. I'm dedicated. Anything else? I'm having a quick glance around. I'm trying to find the people that I think have been playing a bit lately. Kerry Edwards has been back playing disc golf, and then, yep, no surprise, he's up 6 points. That body's feeling good, and he's going to inch his way closer to the 900 mark. There's about 1,000 people in MA3 in the Kingston City Classic. So there's got to be a couple of names here I can see that have doing something special, but Tommy Jankar can't beat. I feel like he's at the top of the list, but I reckon he's on the down tick. Down 12 points. Oofed. I don't know what's going on, Tommy.
Just having a quick suss of the female situation. Mm-hmm. And Huss has... What has Huss done? Huss has... Not changed, so stays at 896. Cass has changed. No, it's not changed, but Hussey's, yeah, so nothing's changed. Hussey's still two ahead of Cassie.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, let's have a look at some street leagues, some actual disc golf that went down. That was on Saturday, and I was... otherwise disposed. So I wasn't there, but it's big time event. Last week of the season, the top team, Where's Wally's, could have just packed it in, could have sent no one and thrown in the towel, set up a 5-0 victory and really maybe shaken stuff up for the ordering. But let's hope they didn't, because we needed probably two wins, I think, was the full safe bet for us to get through and no other shenanigans. How did it all shake out? What was the conditions
like? Yeah, how did it shake out? It shaked out like we played in a lake. That's how it shaked out. it got wet. It was the wettest conditions I've played in recent memory. We shared a card with Joel Payton. And yeah, Joel's been obviously on the circuit for 12 years, and he thinks it's just simply the wettest conditions he's ever played in. You were obviously out and about on that day. Do you happen to catch wind of the rain?
Yeah, I was out on a boat, and I'm pretty sure I don't think I remember looking outside the boat once the whole time I was on it. But I think it was wet.
It was wet, bro. It was so friggin' wet. And like, anyway, it's not raw scores. It's match play. So it doesn't matter. We'll never know how bad some of these scores were. But I think a few matchups did not go the way we probably would have predicted them. So let's start with the Wally's versus Brennan's disc golf team. Obviously, Brennan's team coming off the fly, off the high, I should say, of... taking down the Bullies the week before. Darren Stay-Smith up against Ryan Deere. Obviously, just to remind listeners, when I played Ryan Deere at Ruffy, he won by 100 holes. Daz gets it done. 2 up.
Big.
Probably not.
Deere at Ruffy.
Yeah.
Big.
Probably not predicted. Then you've got Oscar at Ruffy up against Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
Brennan gets it done.
Oh, we got to start putting some stats together. I feel like Brennan's never lost in Street League.
Brennan has had a good season.
Am I crazy?
Brennan has had a good season. Then you've got Jacob versus Kalen. No way we're backing Jacob in there. Jacob's trash.
I was keen for this one. I swear. I was like, if Jacob falls behind and then gets into YOLO mode and then does some wild shit, that might just like fuck with Kalen's mind. And Jacob could pip him. But I don't know. I was backing Kalen.
Jacob gets it done.
I would love to know the story of this. I have to talk to him on Sunday.
Alex Evans gets done over Matt Mutter. And then in the doubles, Tim Ware plus Alex Ritchie gets it done over Josh Smith and Tobias. Speaking of stats,
yep.
Pretty sure Josh has not won this year.
Yeah, I think so.
But am I reading this correctly? That's two wins in a row for Brennan.
That is two wins in a row for Brennan's disc golf team. Rounding into finals just nicely. I think the Bullies should be scared.
They should be. All right. So moving on to the next matchup. Let's start at the doubles down the bottom. Peter Chu and David Gannon get it done over Anthony Magan and Tim Stevens. The next two matchups... Some absolute controversy here. So, Team Estonia taking on Tim Pollock and Lachie McKenzie. You'd put your house on Team Estonia. I like Tim.
Oh yeah,
Tim and Lachie, you can sling. But I'm sure when these two boys get together, there's not many doubles pairings that'd be taking them down. Anyway, with about 7 to play, Team Estonia were 4 up. Pretty sure Tim and Lachie hadn't won a hole. And it was chucking it down. It had been chucking it down the whole time, but it was really chucking it down. And Tim and Pollock said, that's enough, and waved the white flag and gave them the walkover. Now, with 7 holes to play and 4 down, having not won a hole, if you're anywhere near the car park at that point, you know what? I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Just get out of there because, fuck, it was wet. The next matchup, much harder to explain. On the same card, Taryn Anderson is taking on Juan Rada, and they are all square with 7 to play, and Juan packs it in.
Oof.
Yeah. So walkover handed to Chainsmokers, Taryn Anderson. You alluded to before that Chainsmokers probably needed 2 wins. Well, there they are. On the top dog card, we had Joel Payton taking on Chris Scott and myself taking on Aiden Howard, and that was ring-a-ding-ding. That was ring-a-ding-ding for a long time. We both played. No, me and Aiden in the end only need to play 16 holes, I think. Yep. And Joel and Chris Scott ended up playing 17 holes. Chris Scott won the 17th hole to go 2 up, 1 to play. Aiden won the 16th hole to go 3 up, 2 to play. But there was a little backwards and forwards. A lot of just trying to keep dry. Joel, no umbrella, no raincoat, just playing in a t-shirt.
just abs.
I had an umbrella, no raincoat. Look, we the two seasoned disc golfers, myself and Joel Payton, we were not necessarily prepared for the weather. Comparatively to Chris Scott and Aiden Howard, and they stayed dry as better than us. They sunk more putts than us. Chris Scott had a 50-meter throw-in when the rain was proper chucking it down to win a hole. And that probably took the wind out of Joel's sails, to be honest. And, Bullies get it done. 3-2, but it wasn't enough to impact the leaderboard.
There you go.
Mm.
Yeah, well, the players of the day, Dazza taking Ryan Deere. No surprise there for Daz. And then Alex Evans must have been coming in clutch over Matt Mutter. He takes the player of the day for Brennan's team. Max Tats, who I heard was doing most of the heavy lifting in the Team Estonia battle. So great to see that. And he gets the player of the day. And Dave Gannon gets it in for the Bullies. So boys must have done well. And, yeah, he said it didn't impact the scorers, and you were right. Even the walkover that's one left, if he had stuck it out and won, it wouldn't have done shit. We would have both had – we would have – all teams would have had three round wins, and us and the Bullies would have both had 17 match wins, but we would have been still way up because we spanked people when we won. So it wouldn't have mattered. We've got Where's Wally's in first by the length of the straight, us in second, and the Bullies and Brennan's team down by just the absolute poundings that Brennan's team took in the like 2 weeks that were super duper trash.
Yeah.
So going to be interesting come finals. Week one in Llewellyn in about a week, I think, in the 20th.
Possibly, yeah. Think.
Yeah, not this weekend, the one after. We'll have the Wallies and the Chainsmokers battling it out to get a safe spot in the grand final. Winner goes straight into the granny. And Bullies and Brennan's disc golf team, loser is out. And the winner plays the loser of first and second on grand final day. So the way grand final day will be that loser versus the winner play to get the second spot in the grand final. And then you go straight into the grand final.
Yep. Morning, afternoon, so only bang.
More, yeah, only two more sessions left. So, Llewellyn, yeah, going to be interesting. You think we got to take what it takes to knock out the Wallies, or are we going to save it for the granny? You reckon?
I think we'll go through with the bye. I think we get the chocolates over the Wallies, don't we?
I hope so. I assume we win every week.
I mean, the Wallies just lost to Brennan's disc golf team, and I mean. Did we ever lose to Brennan's disc golf team?
Nah, I feel like the Wallies lost to them twice. I don't have the results in front of me, but they've got three wins, and I'm pretty sure it was twice to the Wallies, and then that last week against the Bullied at Ball Hill. Mm-hmm. But every time we get them, it's just like, thanks for playing, walkover.
Yeah, as it should be.
As it should be. Nah, interest. Very interested to see how this shakes out. The very next day, there was a social.
Yes, there was.
Which I didn't leave my house. Not even thought about it. So I didn't attend, did you?
I did not, no. I obviously was freed up on the Saturday and then was dadding with Theo on the Sunday.
Mm. Well, it was out in Melton. Yes. And we got a ton of non-members because it was linked with the Ballarat social day and a bunch of their crew came down. And no one more happy about it than Daniel Blackburn, who takes an ace on hole 18 at Melton. Is that not very difficult to get? That's that one weirdly behind the bush.
Behind the bush or behind the tree, whether you go backhand or sidearm, or unless he's a lefty, I don't think he is. But I don't know what route he took, but it's hard to access the chains. You can access the base of the basket, don't get me wrong, but it's hard to visualize accessing the chains without a skip or some sort of hyzer play. I don't know.
I'm confused as well, but he gets the number one. Not a member, not in the ace pool, so doesn't get any cash, but that's a handy little gold feature to go onto his scorecard. Matt,
I just can't imagine it's probably his first ever ace, potentially. Definitely be first ever day ace for sure. So that's absolute fire.
Mm. And Matt Hunter and Don Carter share the top spot in the non-member section with a negative two. I wonder if that might be a little bit of a thing to watch out for and the saving. What about Div C?
Yeah, I do. Div C, Marcus Davies getting it done with a neg one. Few reds on the card, but enough greens to get into the negatives. One over relative, brother, father, son, daughter, who knows, Ross Davies, shooting even. Damien Music taking up the podium with a plus two.
that's surely not enough, right? Am I crazy in that? Moosey and Melton should be getting better than
Boston. Yeah, he should be. He definitely should be. Yeah, he's only managed the 2 birdies for the day. He's better than that. And that was what was good enough for Marcus. He's only gone minus one, but he's got 6 birdies there. So, you know, he was able to counteract those bogeys.
Big. And then in Div B, Carey, just up and about. Next 7. Hot score. That's good going down in Melton. Like, you want to be shooting low, but 7's still pretty nice. Ahead of Mac Daniels and the hot Max Tats, both with -5. But yeah, a lot of negative numbers in there. Our boy Alex Evans with a -4, looking pretty good. And Brett Bobridge must be still banged up, because +4 for him around Melton.
Well,
like, I don't have to ask about that one.
Yeah,
that's
well, that hurt my troller's guarantee right there. My troller's guarantee was that he would win Div B, and... Second last, 11 off the pace is not winning Div B.
That's rough.
Speaking of trollers' guarantees, let's keep a close eye on Mitch Evers there. Mitch Evers has only gone even. And I'm pretty sure, I've got a funny feeling he finished on hole 6, which he double bogeyed. He was -2. And then went double bogey, and I thought, this prick's listened to the episode, and he's deliberately doubled his last hole just to give Alan a chance.
He's a good boy. He goes -1 at Xavier.
Doable, definitely.
And big ten points coming my way. So, good boy, Mitchie.
Now, will you keep an eye? I don't know. Will you keep an eye on live scores as the scores are?
I was barely alive. Okay. I was barely alive.
Ville's gone -9. I swear to God, he was -9 with like 7 to play. and Penn was like -3 with 7 to play. Now, like, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but Ville was absolutely smashing Penn at one stage. And, Ville's obviously finished on the stretch somewhere between holes 8 and hole 13. Like, he might have been like -8 through 9 or something. And then he only went another -1 in the next 10 holes. Right. Yeah. But crazy. Penn just went ham and gets it done by 1. So well done, Penn, with a double digits -10. Always good to go double digits. It's, you know, and Ville, like, getting half of them, you know, you do want to get half of them at, obviously Melton, but, and he was in a position to go for the -13. He was in a position to go. I was watching and I was like, hey, he's on here to get my course record. But just only managed to go 1 more under the card and finish up on -9.
Afraid of the moment. Afraid of the big moment. I'm having a look at the handicap results, and yeah, we got Marcus Davies #1, pretty clear out ahead there, which is nice. Stuart Ward, and yeah, no surprises to see Max Tats and Alex Evans right up the top there with some very impressive rounds by those boys. So cool to see. And in the bottom end, We've got some names. We've got On a Tear Wear, the last place person on their handicap day. So what's the opposite of a tear?
A mare.
What's that?
Tim having a mare wear.
A mare. So he finds himself at the bottom. Don Carter not far behind. Mike Williams and Brett Bobridge also just not good enough. And Mitch down there as well, but he was doing me a favour, so leave Mitch alone.
We will leave Mitch alone. I've got to work on something for socials there. Tear or mare.
Tear or mare. I like it. Got that upcoming for Kingston City Classic. Tear or mare. We'll see what the people think he'll do. And then people headed over to Mount Xavier, I believe, to
triple up
some cases. I'm just getting that in front of me now.
It's a much more colourful scorecard.
it
Look, what straight off the bat, the thing we're looking at is the hot score of the day was a tie, and it was +3. Yeah.
Oofed. Oofed. So my trollers guarantee.
Gone. Mitch Evers, +10. So 10 strokes, 10 strokes off the pace in the end. Hence why it was a trollers. Yeah. Absolute Dunsky. He did manage a couple of birdies, as did a lot of players. A lot of players seem to manage a couple of birdies, but there is just so much red and so much dark red on here. It's pretty crazy. You know, and then you've got players like Jason Wiener, who's managing absolutely zero birdies and coming in with a +16. Who else we got in here with zero birdies? Mike van der Linden, no birdies, no doubles. All right, so played pretty clean. No doubles for Mike van der Linden, but +9. Just a lot of over-the-card action. Yeah. No good.
No good. How did your throwers guarantee go? So you had, what's his name?
Don Carter.
Don winning.
I did. Handily. Taking it down on the current signups, and love the feedback I immediately got from Kale after he listened to the episode. He's like, thanks for putting an asterisk in just for me. I'm like, well, you deserved it. So I'll tell you this. Johnny Cranstoun was signed up, and he's tied.
Let's go.
That doesn't matter because also was Matt Hunter. He was definitely signed up, and as was Lewis wasn't. Lewis was not signed up. So Lewis beat Don, but was not on my list when I made the call. But Matt Hunter was, and Matt Hunter got him done raw score anyway. So my throwers guarantee, no good.
Shame.
Yeah.
How did my boy Cranny do? I had him to play his metrics round be better in Ballarat than it was in Melton. So how'd he go in Ballarat?
Good call by you, because a Ballarat, all right, he's coming in with a rating of 907, I believe, and he has shot a 919, 16 above his rating.
Let's go.
So a good couple of strokes above his rating. Let me just scroll to see how he went at Melton.
Come on, Trash. Come on, Trash.
No result visible.
Oh, he messaged me. He said he was sorry to let me down, but he was watching the baseball. He took the morning off to watch his team absolutely get punched in baseball. I was like, oh, okay, cool. No worries. Oh, jeez. These guarantees are hard to lock in, you know? People are fickle.
Yeah, 100%. So that has to be a wash, unfortunately. Yeah. Null and void. No points gained by either of us this week.
No good. I feel like I haven't got points in forever, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Before we get into the shootout and the doubles thing. So Alex Evans sent us some information. So Captain Deadpool, I've seen that name plenty on social day stuff. So he's the man, the myth, the mullet himself. So he's the guy behind the charity event. So I guess it was to save or shave his mullet. So Alex said he played on a card with him, also Stuart Ward from Ballarat, and Steve, another first-timer. He said probably the most fun round he's ever had. They're all absolute legends. So super, super good to hear that. He goes, the previous day, Pat had gone from Ballarat to Melbourne, back to the Rat, then back to Melbourne on the train. He'd missed the last trade home, stayed up all night, rocked up to Melton with no discs. He borrowed a putter, and he said he also needed a red disc, so Alex gave him a 140 gram destroyer they had in his bag for some mysterious reasons. He said he threw the bejesus out of that thing, though, so. And their final hole was number 15, which was the Div A, CTB, and also Div X and Z. Pat laced the flex shot straight between the Mando and the creek on the right, faded back to 5 meters on the basket, beating out Ville. So, pretty cool story. there. Good to see.
That's awesome. So good.
All right, and I've got the Wild West shootout results here. So if I can just get it, the stupid thing to open up.
It looks like they've done a handicap leaderboard and a raw score leaderboard.
Oh, jeez, look at them go. So what are you seeing?
So what I'm seeing is the same name at the top on both leaderboards.
Hard to lose it from there.
And I'm having just another quick comparison. And it's like, that is just not the situation in any other way or shape or form. So let's go raw scores. Matt Hunter gets the chocolates with an overall plus one, followed by Kerry Edwards tied with Don Carter on a plus two, closely followed by Mike Vanderlinden. So that's a great day for Mike to just miss out on a podium there, unfortunately, but very, very close to the podium. But if you take someone like Don Carter, who's got T2nd raw score, he has got dead last handicap. So, obviously I'm a bit salty because he's not performed anywhere near to his ability. That's why I did not get my points. But yeah, highlighted there by coming dead last handicap. So just goes to show how much Matt Hunter's had an absolute day out. Good enough for raw score winner. And obviously smashes it and gets the handicap winner.
Big. No, very big. Good, good weekend there for Matt Hunter. So good to see. And then they had the doubles on after that. So it was a big day of disc golf for a lot of people. And Matt Hunter, Duncan McIntosh competed together in the Save the Mullet section. And they were good enough to win that. But they were outclassed thoroughly by the Kill the Mullet, which was Carey and Cranny. So Matt Hunter could not do the triple. But still good shooting by them, Carey and Cranny, with a -8 double. So where was this at? This was at Xavier, right?
This is Xavier, -8.
Hectic.
Bogey free. Hectic.
So very, very impressive there. Lee Joy, Mick Shevers, -4. Reese and Daniel Blackburn, -4. So a lot of good, good shooting across the board. But yeah, -8, that's nice. That's nice golf. What a big day. What a big weekend.
Huge.
And really cool for Melbourne and Ballarat to get together on that one. So hopefully next time it might be something I can actually attend.
Hope to see more of it.
All right, we'll have a bit of a Kingston City Classic preview. We won't go too nuts because I think we're pushing some time here now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're all right.
Yeah, we've flown through that.
All right, we'll look at the first day, the Saturday, and we've got 43 players, so not too bad. A handful jumped in that last week. A lot of small divisions, but a couple of big boys. MA50, surprisingly not 150 people in it. Like, is 7 the lowest MA50 division you've ever seen at a Melbourne Disc Golf event in, like, 3 years?
It might be. It might be.
Like, it's crazy. I don't know what's going on. But we've been talking Carey up a shit ton. So I assume he'll just keep on his winning ways. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I've had a little look at the course maps. I can't get my head around Bicentennial because I'm hardly ever there. Yeah. But what I can see at Bald Hill is they've made it long.
Mm.
There are some long holes there, and that just is right up Carey's alley.
What about the MA3? Is it so Janka is the ratings leader, and he's just taking a points shit. Like, he's normally a 900 disc golfer.
Yeah, yeah.
That would put him well ahead of sort of next in line. Is he bouncing back? Is this his? Or are we seeing Matt Hunter continue to dominate? Is he going to get it done?
And you've also got, like, Max Tats, who's playing out of his skin at the moment in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's, like, 100 good, like, decent disc golfers in there. It's going to be a good battle.
But, yeah, like, it's just hard. Like, if I didn't see 888 next to Tommy Jankar, I would have said 905. So
it's hard. Yeah, he's a 900 disc golfer all day.
Yeah. I think Tommy has to get it done here, doesn't he?
I would hope so. I think he's going to cop a fair spraying if he doesn't. Just quietly.
Yeah.
We'll let him know about it. Well, we've already pointed out to everyone that he's taken a fair whack lately, but we'll keep that up. He's the one to watch.
Yeah. Levi Norton's in there as well. Surely he's going to sign up for Petty J. What's he doing? Come on, Levi, sign up.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be spicy. He could definitely be spicy. That might be a cat amongst pigeons there, but interesting one to see 21 players. That's a fat field. It's more than half of the competitors are in MA3, so pretty exciting about that one. That'll be cool to keep an eye on Saturday when I'm doing nothing.
Yeah. Am I hearing they're gonna not split over the courses and they're just gonna have some cards of five?
Probably. I would imagine so. I haven't heard that, but
I had an email just come out before we started recording.
Oh, nice.
And so at 36, you're obviously seven over that. So you're going to have seven cards of five and two cards of four.
Quick math. Looks good. Yep. No one look into it. MA4. Just throw a dart.
Yeah, of course.
Looks good. I got nothing. I got no tips for you there. We got the two Michael Smiths, though.
Yes, and proof in the pudding that there is two of these fellas kicking around.
There's an S. Smith now, the Michael S. Smith and a Michael Smith. So I don't know which one's which, but...
Yeah.
One of them's PDJ numbers more than double the other, so...
And Philip Hall looking to play on a Saturday. He must play Sunday cricket. I find that hard to believe.
Mm.
And I'm actually going to tip Toby Beasley.
Nice. All right. I'll chuck Wayne Hood out there. Let's play Wayne Hood and get it done for me.
Yes. All right. Yes. Yeah. All right. Cool. Let's go, Wayne. Sure.
And on our day, MA2 looking a little lean. So a million in the MA3 and a good, healthy MA1. But that MA2 is looking, looking real sketch at the moment.
I told you, but it's not a division that should exist.
But it's looking spicy. I really like the looks of it. We got Timmy Pollock fresh from being a little bitch boy and running out on the rain as the clear highest rated player. But he does only play three times a year in PDJ events. So you can take that with maybe a grain of salt. Who you like in an MA2? Kalen's in there.
You got Kalen in there.
Martin Goh, he can throw.
Yes, he can. That rhymes. Lockie McKenzie, he'll be up for a frenzy. Just trying to match your rhyming there.
What about Gutierrez? Were you
Frutiaz? I don't know. Look, let's tip in. Let's back in. Fucked if I know. Who are we backing in here?
I'm going Timmy Pollock. I think he'll class up.
Yeah.
I think he'll class up. He'll get it. He's good. He's good.
And there's, half is at Baldy Hill. I know it's been changed up, but he lives and breathes it.
He's down at Chelsea plenty too. So I'm sure he's messed around with Daz at these layouts. So that's where my money's going.
Right. Boom.
MA40. No Tim Ware. He has bumped himself up into the MA1. So...
And where's Taron Anderson?
Good question.
Is he gone very completely?
Yeah, just not there at all.
Oh, he's just unregistered.
We've got Al Don as a big dog. Huss there as well. Tony. Lee Thompson, though. We can't forget about the rampage that man went on.
No, we cannot.
And then Jay Ross. I've written him off. Sorry, Jay. It's been a minute. He has to show me. He has to prove it to me that he's still got it. But it's been a minute since I've seen it. I swear every time he signs up, it's with a different city as well. Lavington, New South Wales. Were we aware of that?
No. Where even is that? Where are you going, Jay? Stay south, mate.
Just chill.
Yeah.
I like this Hassan Don. And Tony, I think that'll be the league card round two. And I think it's going to be like a will battle more than anything else amongst those people. So who do you think out of those four has the mental fortitude to hold out? Because I think it's going to be close.
He'll be real close. I don't want you to – don't write off Zolt. Zolt can play. Zolt can play. Be interesting. He should sign up as well because he would get in close to – he'd be capable of getting close to 900. But, look, it'd be nice to see Megan get a big one.
I was thinking him as well. I reckon once it gets serious, he'll get chill, and then that might be the it factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, let's go. Anthony Major, he's going to get it done for us.
Come on, Tony.
MA1, 14 players. Big dog, but big dog at the top. None other than Alan Brunsting, 926 disc golfer.
Wow-wee.
Way up there, well ahead of 924 Sam Stoyer, who's finally made the move up. With a disgusting rating and just dominating Street League. He's like, oh, maybe I'll play MA1. He's up there. Chris Hart, Penn, Timmy Ware throwing his hand in the MA1. Jacob, probably not a factor. But Narada, don't be sleeping on Narada. He's probably my tip. I reckon he's been close at a few things lately, and I reckon in his backyard he might. He might pull this one out.
Don't mind that. I'm actually just not mining the non-PDGA members across the two couple of days, to be honest. There's a few non-linked names, and I'm like, these guys are smokies. Yeah, agreed. It'd be nice to see where Chris Hart's at. Chris Hart's obviously gone for a bit of a dip, but is he on the other side? Is Tim going to have a mare or be on a tear? Don't know. Penn Lu. There's a few names that obviously could take it. But I personally, I'd love to see Jeff Brunsting get it done.
Right? I asked him about that because he said he just wanted to play both days. Norman jumps in the MA 40. He's like, oh, I'm going to lose to all them anyway. He's played a couple weird events over in the States when he was just there. And so he's got like a bunch of different divisions on his sheet this year.
Yeah.
He's like, why not chuck MA1 in there as well? So. And Dazza, if you're listening, I know that there's a bit of a Jeff curse. So I don't know if this is public knowledge, but Sam Stoyer is not capable of playing disc golf if Jeff is on his card. there's a curse of Jeff Brunsting. He's very good on my card, I can tell you that, Sam. But apparently he's trash on Jeff. So if Dazzy are listening, I know Sam's the other TD, so I can't plead to him. He's not going to put Jeff on his card. No way. But Dazza, maybe do a little quick override, sneak something past the keeper. Don't worry about you guys got to run an event together. You look after me, okay?
Beautiful.
And then the MPO is
Golf,
is
of Mexico. Golf of Mexico. between David Perry and Ruben Berg. Look, the only thing working in any of our favors is that obviously David doesn't play Perry, but has actually played.
DP doesn't play.
Has played the layouts. Has played the KCC layouts. Hit Daz up for the maps. Daz got out, did a little bit of painting for DP himself, the White Whale, and has actually practiced the layouts. Yeah, mate, you don't accidentally find yourself over 1,000 rated, and David Perry will take it down.
Would a troller's guarantee of Dave Perry doesn't win, is that worth 10?
No.
All right, what if I say... My troller's guarantee is that Dave Perry doesn't get beaten by someone whose name doesn't start with R. Wait. Doesn't get beaten by someone whose name starts with R. I've fucking worded this real wrong. But let's say Dave doesn't win. If Ruben, Ryan, or Ryan win, doesn't matter. So he'd have to lose to Aiden, Leo, Daz, Ville, you, or Nath.
Yeah, no. Nah.
Is that 10?
No, because I think Daz. No.
Okay. I'm asking. I want him to be happy with it.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Well, let me ask you mine. My troll was guaranteed. Mine was going to be, can I have 10 for me podiuming?
For you podiuming? No. No, you can putt. You can find a way.
You reckon I can All right, can I have 10 for first or second?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, my troll is guaranteed.
You ain't coming first or second.
My troll is guaranteed is I'll come first or second. Okay. David Perry won't win and it won't be... See, the R's are not doing it for me.
That's fine. No, that's fine. I'll find something else.
Yeah.
I'll find something else.
Because it's going to be like Leo. It could be so easily Leo or Daz.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nah, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. I've got, I'm working on something with the Throllers guarantee.
Yep.
What do you give me? How many points would you give me for Cam Ford to beat Jacob?
Cam
Ford beat Jacob Cruden.
I would give you... I hope Jacob's not listening, but I would give you 7.
Give me a 7.
I know.
Fuck. That's too many. I wanted to flip it, but I don't want 3 for Jacob to be capped.
Sorry. Because they're actually crazy close in the rating, but...
Yeah, Jacob's been shit.
Yeah, but I think Jacob... I think... All right. Yeah.
Well, what have you got? I'll keep looking.
So you don't want 7 for Cam to get him?
Nah.
All right.
I'm not getting him.
I want... I did have something. What did I have? Give me a second. I had... all right.
What about Trollers guarantee Cam Ford wins MA1?
Oh, yeah, you could have... lock it in. You'd have 10 for that. No, to be honest... Cam Ford podium. Go for that. Cam Ford podium.
Oh, you give me that? Done. Yeah. Cam Ford podium, Trollers guarantee.
Yeah, I'll give you 10 for that.
Sweet.
Sorry, Cam.
Well, I'll give you podium then for you then. All right. That's fine.
All right, yeah, that's fair.
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. That's pretty fair. All right.
I ain't paying T, though. Fuck that. I ain't paying T's. T3. Because it'd be 7 if you T3. I ain't giving you that.
All right, fair enough.
That'd be my caveat.
All right, sweet.
I'll give you 3rd if you come out right 3rd.
All right, we'll put the same for Cam Ford then.
All right, sweet.
T2 counts, though, surely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can be T2 with 10 people. I don't care. That's fine.
All right.
I don't know. I just have some dumb, sneaky suspicion you're going to play really well. That's what's scaring me.
Okay, I did not play well, nor did I sink a single putt at Street League. But here, I've got a doubles. I'm doing some doubles in MPO. This is what I had in mind. So, my doubles partner is Darren Stave Smith.
Yep.
And I want you to, how many points would you give us v Ryan Deer and Leo Dykes?
You are backing yourself in pretty hard here. You've been putting like a fiend or something. What'd you do over the holidays?
I might be looking to do the switch thing here. So I'm
so it's you and Azza.
Who are both lower rated than Ryan Deer and Leo Dykes.
Ryan and Leo. Yep. I think that's because they can blow up. I feel like that's a difference. This is the only part I think it's closer than you probably want me to give it. Because I feel like the Leon and Ryan can blow up more than the Chris and the Taz. But then they could also fire up and win better, I think. But I think it's like a 6-4. I don't think it's any closer than that. So 6 you guys win, 4 guys they win.
I will take the 4.
Take the 4?
Yeah. Ryan Deer and Leo Dykes to beat us.
Cool. Sounds good.
Oh, I hate myself.
All right. I've got... I've got one that could be spicy here. Instead of pitting Cam and Jacob against each other, that's silly. Let's put them on a team.
Yeah, good. I like the doubles team.
Yeah, it's good. Doubles is fun. So Cam Ford, Jacob Cruden are on a team together against Al Don and Huss.
Okay.
What are you giving me for which way?
All right, yeah. What am I giving which way? I'm giving you...
It's tough.
It is tough.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Surely Jacob and Cam. I'm going to give three Cameron and Jacob.
Really? Oh, I'll take the seven.
You'll take Don and Huss. Oh, big. You'll take the seven.
I think that's going to be close.
Yeah. Nah, good. All right.
Al
fair
Don
enough.
And Huss. I got seven on them. Let's go.
That's
could be a big week.
This is a
could
big week.
Be well behind or way back in it.
Yeah. This is big.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've just been sent a message to check out Sam Barnett's latest offerings over in the US somewhere. I'm just trying to have a look into that now. So I don't know. Maybe what was the next thing? I'll look into that while.
USDGC picks.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, have a little run through with what you think is going to happen in the USDGC.
I will do so. So we've also got Throw Pink running simultaneously. But let's start with the gentleman over at USDGC. Watch the practice round with Gossage and Ezra. We'll watch the front nine anyway. Looks like it's much of the same. It's an established course. They've put Christmas trees up on hole eight or whatever it is. Look, all the big guys are there. Gannon Burr, Ricky Wysocki, Isaac Robinson, obviously Ezra Robinson, Paul McBeth loves a USDGC. I am backing in Gannon Burr to just round out the year with a massive major. Surely he gets it done. But my actual tip in the tipping comp, and his rating is absolutely in the bin. And there's like 30 players rated higher than him. But four of the last 5 years, I'm happy to announce, Eagle McMahon has top 10. And I'm just hoping he can continue that theme. And I'm pretty sure the one time he didn't top 10 was because he didn't play. So Eagle McMahon's my actual tip in the tipping comp. What about you?
Yeah, my actual tip and my tip are the same. They're Gannon Burr. He's the best player in the world. And he'll just win.
Yeah.
He will just win.
He will.
What about the FPO?
FPO, Kristen Tatar, Owen, Holland, Big Money, Missy, obviously all showing up. My tip is Holland Hanley to finish the year with a massive major win. But my tip in the tipping comp is Kat Murch. What about you?
I think On might snag it. I feel like she's just been chilling. And yeah. She'll just be like, oh, yeah, I remember me.
Yeah.
So I reckon she might get it. But I've tipped Evelina. Didn't even realize I still had her. I don't know. I gave up my tipping a while ago.
Yeah, she did.
It's like probably a terrible competition for her for me to tip. But I was like, oh, can't go the year without tipping her, I guess. She won three majors or two majors.
She's world champ. You got it back in the world champ at some point.
Yeah. So. All right. I've got Sam Barnett's stuff up in front of me, and he's been quietly dominating. So I don't even know where he is. He's played the Scottish Open plus women's global event.
Yeah, I was going to say, surely he's not in the US. Or is he in the US?
A B tier, and he ended up in third place. War of the Woodlands, a C/B tier. I don't know where this is. Must be BDGA. That must be British Disc Golf.
Yeah.
So it must be over in the UK.
Yeah.
Fourth place there. And he's just finished at the 2024 SummerSlam and fourth place there as well. And if I'm having a quick look at his round ratings for the last one, 945, 981, 945. Is he turned into a beast, or is there some shenanigans going on in disc golf over in the UK? Like, is a 912 player actually a 950 player in the UK?
Maybe. Maybe. It was definitely my experience when I moved over there as a 920 player that they're like, as soon as they met me, they were like, you're MPO. And I'd like never dreamt of MPO. But no, the ratings don't play like that. They've got enough 1,000-rated golfers. And if you look at like the rate, like if you look at MPO, they've got a bunch of like high 900-rated players in the UK. You know, some of the big dogs aren't playing that event. But yeah, I think he's just had an absolute phenomenal
he's
event.
He's just dominating. I'm looking at the Scottish Open, 983, 923, 932 rounds. Bang. War in the Woodlands, more of the same. One big blip of under 900, but 966, 946. And then, yeah, a bunch of the ones that I just said then. So he's been averaging like 950-plus golf in these last three large events.
So
Sam Harnett is going to come back a stud.
Good mate of mine in the MP40, Paul Stoddart. He's obviously just turned 40. When I took out the British Open MA1 Championship, Paul Stoddart came second that year. And he's a legend, and me and him were very equivalent disc golfers. He's currently, Paul Stoddart, 926 rated. He shot plus five for the event, and Sam Barnett went minus 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a Barney. Barney's rolling.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
All right. I think, you got anything else, or?
No, we must be up to some spotlight not lights.
Mm-hmm. What have you got? You got anything?
Yes, I've got some spotlights. We mentioned daylight savings. We did not mention the Batuta Advocate shouting out the discus player, whatever his name is, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
But saying that obviously he should come back to Australia and set up a disc golf course. Love that. Great work by Batuta Advocate. But my actual spotlight has to go to the High Performance Committee at ADG. The hardest volunteers in the game have bestowed upon the Australian Disc Golf Team Selectors a free shirt, a free team shirt, and I'm up and about it. So got an email this morning saying, hey, just let us know your size. You got a shirt coming your way. And look, I've always said they're the hardest volunteers in the game, and now they've hooked me up with a shirt, so thank you very much.
Nice. Yeah, they looked all right too.
Yeah, they do. They look sharp. Mm. I'll wear that.
Spotlights. I don't know. Nothing particularly nice this week, I don't think. I thought, yeah, it was really cool, the Melbourne and Ballarat cross-promotion thing from... Especially coming from our generation where just Melbourne and Geelong, like it just was never thought about that. So, yeah, cool to see that happen, getting across a charity event as well. The nice story we had from Alex, it just, yeah, that was nice. It was just good. I'll get that can be my spotlight.
Nice. All right. I know you've got them. Give me your not lights.
Well, we already mentioned a few names for being trash this week, but we'll revisit. Brett Brobbidge, trash. Who else did I give it to? Old mate from...
Don Carter.
Well, Don Carter, trash. We want to go Damien Moosey, trash. Tim Ware, trash. Got to go with that one as well. Can't remember who else we had it. Benny Go, Ballarat. But the boys who left in the wet, I know you gave them a pass. Trash. Just fire up. But my actual not light, so I just want to highlight some trash as golfers first, but my actual not light goes to, and this got brought up by Matty Farina, but I won't lump it all on him. I was listening to the coverage, well, watching the coverage for Big Wet, and someone threw their disc in a tree, and Matty goes, the 2 meter rule is not in effect. No shit. It's never in effect. It's never once been in effect. I've never once played a round at disc golf where the 2 meter rule is in effect. The only reason anyone knows about the 2 meter rule is because anytime any person throws a disc in a tree, some moron's like, oh, don't worry, the 2 meter rule is not in effect. If no one ever mentions the 2 meter rule ever again, then we'll have a whole generation of players that don't know about it, won't talk about it, and we can all move on with our lives. If someone throws a disc in a tree, just fucking get them a ball, get them a puller thing. They know it's not out of bounds. They know it's not a penalty or whatever. Like, fuck California. They probably don't even play it anymore. It's the dumbest rule in disc golf. It is dumber than the Mando rule. And no one plays it. So don't, like, never mention it again. Never mention it again. So, yeah. Matty brought it on, but it happens all the time. Anyone who mentions that the 2 meter rule is not in effect, yeah, you get my not light.
Beautiful. That is a quality not light by you.
What do you got?
I can't follow that up. I got nothing.
Fair enough.
I mean, I'll pile on with the trash disc golfers out there. Yeah, be better. But no, I've got no not lights this week.
Nah, fair enough. Sounds good. I'm excited. I think it's going to be like 25 degrees on Sunday.
Oh, the weather looks awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
How good. I've been waiting to wear singlets again forever.
Beautiful.
So frustrating. Once I can start wearing singlets again, I'll never stop. So, very keen. Good luck to everyone on the Saturday. Shit luck to everyone on the Sunday. Especially shit luck to Penn and Nath. I really, really need you guys to be shit. I need this W to get myself to the top of the leaderboard for the big tour.
Yeah.
It's a gold event. So big points up for grabs. So good luck to anyone besides those two pricks. And yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Peace out.